This is Cheese Popsicle, and we're going to talk about stuff. We're drinking Ananda. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Ananda or Ananda? Is it Ananda or Ananda?
Is it Amanda or Amanda?
Well, it's not. It's not Amanda, because there's an N.
Right, but I'm saying if it were a girl's name, would it be Amanda or Amanda? Oh, that's... It could be either or.
I guess. I've never known any Amanda I've known. I've called her Amanda, not Amanda. Hey, Amanda!
It sounds like you have a Jamaican accent.
Amanda! Hey, Amanda!
I don't know. It's an IPA from... What is this, Wiseacre?
Wiseacre in Memphis, but cool. We just finished that. So.
Yeah, we're crushing it.
So we're, well, I'm switching over to Dr. Juice. Oh, and I'm spilling on myself.
Got juice on your pants.
So today we are playing the NES classic Contra.
And I keep forgetting which guy I am. So I'm the guy in the blue pants.
You're the blue pants guy, and I'm the red pants guy.
Neither of these guys have shirts on. You know?
Oh, why would you wear a shirt? Do you want the machine gun?
Oh, sure. Well, I guess I just got it.
Just stole it anyway. All right, I'll take whatever this is. So if you hear little clicks, that's the NES controllers.
Man, this takes me back. So before we started recording, I did the old... up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select.
Oh, yeah.
Now, was that on all, what is this? What's the brand of the
game? So that's the Konami code. That was...
Konami code, yeah.
That was done on a lot of Konami games, and we're going off onto NES stuff, but today's topic, I know you may find this a little boring.
You, the listener, or you, your co-host, Josh?
You, Josh. Oh, did we introduce? I'm Greg, he's Josh.
Yeah.
Our topic is gum.
Gum.
Gum. Gum, as I remember... Oh, there's spread. I want spread. Gum, as I remember, I remember from the 1980s. That's my time. I was born in 77, so were you, by the way. If you didn't know that.
That's right.
Gum, as I remember when I was younger, came in the little 5-packs.
Yeah.
The little packs of Wrigley's gum. There was Wrigley Spearmint, Double Mint, Juicy Fruit, and Big Red. Those were like the 4 gums of the apocalypse. I don't know. They were...
That was all their...
I'm really bad at Contra, by the way.
Yeah, I know. We started out with 30 guys. I think I have 3 left.
I forgot how the big thing about the 80s was jingles. It's crazy. Every single Wrigley's gum had a jingle. Mm. Do you remember them?
Well, I definitely remember the double was it Double Mint and double where there was the twins and stuff.
Yeah. A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure, a double mint gum.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Mint Gum. A double great feeling, making you realize Double is the one for you. Double.
That's so cheesy.
It is cheesy. Double Mint. There's Double Mint. Juicy Fruit was...
Juicy Fruit, yeah.
Juicy Fruit was the biggest jam of them all.
Oh, yeah.
Get your skis shined up, grab a stick of Juicy Fruit.
Get your skis shined up, grab a stick of Juicy Fruit. The taste is gonna move ya. Take a sniff, pull it out. The taste is gonna move ya when you pop it in your mouth. Juicy Fruit is gonna move ya. It juices soft, it gets right to ya. Juicy Fruit, the taste is gonna move ya.
That thing was a classic, you know?
And... So you shared with me a couple of those commercials, which I do remember, but that one, I'll just say that one with the water skiing, that was a little bit risque. It's like the girl is like slow motion taking off her top.
Well, yeah, getting your skis shined up. You gotta grab a stick of juicy fruit. Mm-hmm. Maybe she was, like, maybe it was a reference, you know, just thinking, this is some juicy fruit.
A reference to what?
I don't know. Whatever you think. But she was, like, just, you know, like, kind of erotically taking off the top. Like,
yeah, very much.
Like, bow, wow. Get some juicy fruit.
And I'm sure I enjoyed that as a young adolescent. But, yeah, I don't remember the one with this. I remember the one with the water skiing, but I didn't remember the one with the snow skiing. And it's probably because the girl is slow motion.
Oh, yeah. Well, the snow skiing, she's putting on a parka, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Now, juicy fruit. When's the last time you've had juicy fruit gum?
Oh, man. I couldn't tell you. It's been years and years.
Like, I literally couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you what it was. I was looking up the flavor because it just tastes like sugar to me. It doesn't have, like, a distinct taste. But they say it's supposed to be somewhere like a mix of pineapple and banana.
Really?
Which, I don't know if I could even get that, but...
No.
Since I haven't had it in forever, I couldn't even tell you. For this gum episode, you'd think I'd have some gum for us to
just actually... Beer.
No, just beer. Dr. Juice, it's not juicy fruit gum, but... Wrigley's Spearmint, they had, like... There was a jingle, it was like, give a little lift, but... A Wrigley Spearmint gum. Okay.
It's that little lift. A Wrigley Spearmint gum. It's that little lift. Come on and get you some.
That clean, fresh taste Wrigley Spearmint's got. That little lift that means a lot.
It's that little lift. A Wrigley Spearmint.
I'm gonna add in all these later so I don't sound like an idiot every time.
No, you sound great.
Yeah, I'm sure I do. I always said if I ever had a band, I'd do a cover of, like, the Juicy Fruit song or something.
Well, you know? We need to start a band just to do the cover. That'd be so much fun.
I mean, why don't bands do, you know, like, the jingle, like, the Fruity Pebbles theme or the Juicy Fruit theme or all the...
Concentrate here, Greg. We're not on cereals. We're on gum.
Yeah, well...
Dang it, I just dribbled like you did.
Let me fill you in on a little facts of the Wrigley's gums. Juicy Fruit was actually the earliest one. Can you guess what year Juicy Fruit came out?
So of the four that you're talking about?
Of the four, earliest? Juicy Fruit, Spearmint Gum, Double Mint, and Big Red. Juicy Fruit came out a few months before Spearmint.
I will say 1977.
Juicy Fruit came out in 1893.
What?
1893. Oh my God. And Spearmint Gum came out shortly after, a few months later in the same year, 1893.
Wow.
Double Mint came out in 1914.
Huh.
I would have never guessed that Big Red was the newest one. That one came out in 1975.
Wow.
And that was another jingle I remember, is the so kiss a little longer, stay close a little longer.
So kiss a little longer, stay close a little longer, hold tight a little longer, longer with Big Red. That Big Red freshness lasts right through it. Your fresh bread goes on and on.
Big Red is, I don't think I've had that since.
It's
1982.
Hot.
Yeah, I remember it was that hot cinnamon. It'd touch your tongue, and you'd be like, oh, this burnt. There was the kids that would put the foil part, because it still contained that cinnamon, put that on their tongue, and they'd be like, oh, this burns. You know, that's how you get chicks in elementary school. You showed off that, hey, I can hold my tongue on the...
On the Big Red for
so long. And then you got to kiss a little longer.
Right. Man, I had no idea that it was that... I knew the Wrigley company was that old, but I had no idea that the Juicy Fruit was from the 1800s.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's actually the earliest gum that I could find from my research of gums.
Really?
Yeah, I did research of gums. One other thing I wanted to bring up while we're in the Wrigley's four flavors. Do you remember Plenty Pack? You had the 5-stick pack, and then you had the Plenty Pack, which was 15. 15 sticks is big, fat thing.
And you were left with, like, the paper thing?
Yeah, and yeah. when you had one stick left.
Yeah, and the thing was, like, collapsible.
Yeah, like an accordion.
Yeah, it was so annoying, and you had that, like, one or two pieces left in there.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Wrigley's. Now, those are the gums I remember the most from my youth. Like, really young, I guess. I have another category I like to call grandma gum.
Oh.
Because it'd be gum that grandma would always have. At least my grandma, I guess. You had Dentine,
yeah,
which...
Never had that, I don't think.
In Big Red commercials, they'd always call out, no little cinnamon gum, the flavor of... They'd always call them out in Big Red.
No little cinnamon gum freshens breath longer than Big Red.
Dentine, brush your breath clean was their big slogan.
Hmm.
I don't know if you recall that one.
I don't, but I watched one of those videos and it was really bad.
Yeah, they were.
The commercial, rather.
Yeah, but... again, they got a little sexy with it. This was in the 80s, and there was one commercial that this girl got a new bikini, and they're like, oh, got a new bikini?
Oh,
well, your
yeah.
breath smells, or what? Something
yeah,
like
that.
Take some Dentine.
Oh, your new bikini's really great. Your breath is the only thing they hate.
Brush your breath, brush your breath, brush your breath with Dentine.
So, you know, they were trying to... market that to the, I guess, to the gentleman.
Is that still around?
Dentine, I believe so. I looked it up. But they have all sorts of not, like, Dentine Ice and Dentine this and that.
Oh, yeah, they're the ones with the pellets, right?
Yeah.
Dentine. And they, like, I think had a resurgence.
Dentine came out in 1899.
Wow.
By a New York City druggist to aid oral hygiene. So their big thing was always... freshen your breath.
Yeah.
So that's one of the gums I could always expect my grandma to have.
Were they the ones that said, like, the 9 out of 10 dentists?
No, I'll get to the Trident. Okay. That's the other grandma gum I remember.
Well, that's what my mom always chewed whenever I was a kid. And the very bland flavor of
yes,
Trident.
Yes, it was sugarless. It was the sugarless gum. That's why the dentist...
Disco Danny, king of the hustle. I see you chew a lot of gum.
Sure, Trident.
Why Trident?
It tastes great and it's sugarless. Gotta watch my step.
Well, you know, 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
To me, Trident was awful. If someone said they had... If you wanted a piece of gum and someone said, hey, I have Trident, you'd be like, no thanks.
Yeah, but your breath is...
Yeah, I'd rather it smell like... Or taste like garlic or smell like garlic, you know? It was just bad. I don't know. I still feel that way about Trident. Because my mom tends to carry Trident.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my mom always had.
And, well, I always said my grandma did, but then my mom, you know, now, well, she's a grandma, so she carries it now. So Trident didn't come around until 1964.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was marketed to, like, our parents because they're of, like, similar... generation that they that's why they are Trident fans because it came out whenever they were kids.
Maybe, and maybe it's just the sugarless, it, you know, they thought, oh, this is good for me.
Yeah.
They think they use like some artificial sweetener or something.
Right.
But like after those, so really those I'd expect my grandma in the, I guess, mid-80s or something, or at least this is how I remember it. I remember the bubble gums became popular. There was 3 big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Bubble Yum.
Yeah.
That was the first soft bubblegum created.
Work so hard, now have some fun, and yum it up with a new kind of bubblegum.
Yum it up.
Lemon and lime at the same time, two flavors in one.
Yum it up.
Strawberry and banana combined in one bubblegum.
And it was made in 1975. And you could make some big bubbles with that stuff because it was the... It worked a lot better than the stick gum. But it was also the kind that the flavor would just...
Oh, yeah.
Be disappear. Gone fast, yeah. Bubblicious was in 1977, which... There was three. Bubble Yum, Bubblicious, and then... Bubblicious actually holds a Guinness Book of World Records for most bubblegum bubbles blown at a time.
Huh.
Fly away. Fly away. To a flavor fantasy. Bubblicious.
Bubblicious!
To a bubble has the atomic flavor.
I don't know if you remember this, so we're from St. Louis. St. Louis Cardinals have always been a big thing. Ozzie Smith was actually on the promotion for the Bubblicious world record breaking bubble gum thing. It says he set the world record with over 100 fans and 300 pieces of Bubblicious gum.
Huh.
There you go.
That's
facts.
A fun fact.
Then Hubba Bubba came around in 1979.
Don't be a gunfight!
There's a brand new bubble gum in town named a Hubba Bubba. It's soft, juicy, and delicious. Best of all, Hubba Bubba lets you blow great, big, fat bubbles that won't stick to your face.
Big bubbles, no troubles.
New Hubba Bubba bubble gum.
That's the... Third, and those three, I always felt, I always got them confused.
Right, I was just going to ask you that, I was actually just going to ask you if like any of those companies were a spinoff of one another or something, because their names are so similar.
I mean, they literally, I'm just pouring it on myself now.
Hubba Bubba, and is it Bubblicious?
Bubblicious.
Yeah.
And Bubble Yum.
Bubble Yum.
Hubba Bubba was made by Wrigley's. Bubblicious was made by Cadbury. I think it changed hands, but Cadbury owns them now. And Bubble Yum was by Lifesavers. That was the first one.
Huh.
I remember the crazy commercials for those on Saturday morning when watching cartoons.
Definitely marketed to young kids.
Oh, yeah. You never would see candy marketed to kids like that anymore.
Yeah. That's true. And are there gum commercials anymore?
You know, I have no idea.
Yeah.
There's gotta be. You gotta sell your gum still.
Yeah, but it's marketed in other ways besides TV commercials.
How do they market it in other ways?
Unless it's on YouTube. Well, I mean, magazine ads.
Who reads magazines? Hey, any of you gum manufacturers... would you like to be sponsored?
Yeah.
Or would you like to be...
Would you like us to sponsor
us you? Us to sponsor you. That's
or no, you would sponsor us.
Yeah, whatever.
We're new to this.
You want us to talk about your brand? Well, here's your chance.
Yeah.
On the Cheese Popsicle podcast. So back to the show.
Insert sponsorship here.
Yeah. Big one I remember... When this had to do with playing baseball and just at the concession stand, Big League Chew.
Yeah.
That was the... It was awesome. It was really good gum.
It was. But if you think about the origins of what it's supposed to represent...
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be like tobacco.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally... The two people that invented it took like a...
Philip and Morris?
No. Yes, Philip Morris.
They're like, if we can start kids down this path.
It was by, I'll tell you who it was by, a left-handed pitcher from the Portland Mavericks, Rob Nelson, and bat boy Todd Field. They pitched the idea to the Wrigley Company.
Huh.
They actually took sheets of when showing it off, they had sheets of bubble gum, ran it through a paper shredder to make the shreds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took like an old Red Man, like an old red, you know, the Red Man tobacco. They cleaned it out.
Right.
And put it in there to like as an idea.
Yeah. Huh.
Yes, on one hand, yeah, it's showing tobacco, but do kids even know at today? By today, would kids even know that that is similar to tobacco?
I don't think they would. Well, I don't know.
Is there that many people that chew tobacco anymore?
Probably not. But yeah, I don't know. It's still around, I'm pretty sure. My kids,
I guess.
My kids got it all the time whenever they played baseball. My middle son, he always wanted like Big League Chew from the concession stand, and that's been within the last 10 years.
You'd always take so many shreds and shove them in your mouth.
Right.
And he'd have this big old wad of gum.
Yeah.
He couldn't even talk.
And there was only like two or three flavors, wasn't there? Like grape, and it was whatever red was.
There was the original, which was the original bubble gum, and then it seems like they would always have maybe a flavor here that I remember a cherry cola flavor at one time.
Really?
Yeah, but I think like anything else, they had limited edition flavors.
Yeah.
Their big slogan, you're in the big leagues when you're into Big League Chew. Oh, maybe I sang that wrong.
No, I think that was on key.
You're in the big leagues.
Big league flavor.
When you make a perfect slide.
You're in the big leagues.
Big league pouch.
When you keep the team alive.
You're in the big leagues.
Big league shreds.
When you block a shot or two.
You're in the big leagues.
Big league flavor.
You're into Big League Chew.
I don't think it was any of that. No, it wasn't. So when I go back and edit this, I'm gonna take every out. It's gonna take me about probably 3 months to get this episode completed. looking forward to it around Christmas.
Gee, it's hot outside. Oh, now see, I messed that up.
Yeah, see, you can't. Actually, that's the thing. If we make no mention of like the date or
that's right,
it'll never date this.
It's
or don't say like, oh,
I can't believe in 2021 that.
Yeah, or talk about who's in office or who.
Yeah,
you know,
it'll live on forever.
My last one that I can remember from that was big from the youth. It came in the 90s. Do you remember bubble tape?
6 feet of bubble. 6 feet of bubble gum for you, not them.
Yeah.
Bubble tape. It's 6 feet of bubble gum for you, not them.
Their commercials were they were marketed towards your early teen, your tweens, your teens, because it was hip and cool.
Oh yeah,
they're like how lame your lunch lady is, or your principal, or your dad.
It's the truth. Your principal can't smile, can't swim, can't rap, and
can't stand bubble tape.
Your school bus driver can't drive, wears curlers, makes funny noises, won't try. Bubble tape. It's 6 feet of
bubble gum
for you, not them.
Yeah.
How lame it is, and how cool it is that you're chewing the gum. I really never understood, but I always wanted it because, you know, 6 feet of bubble gum.
It was a lot. If you think about a stick, it was the width and thickness of a stick of gum. So 6 feet of that was a tremendous amount of gum in a really cool, like,
hockey puck
tape dispenser type of container.
Yeah. I really wish my dogs weren't barking like maniacs, but my wife and kids must be home.
I would. Yeah, I remember getting that when that first. What year did that come out?
1988. I remember it in the 90s, but. Because I remember junior high almost, but maybe it was earlier.
It took a while to get to the Midwest. I was just going to say, though, that I remember that becoming available whenever I was playing Little League Baseball as a kid.
Yeah.
And it being available at the concession stand. And then, like, that be, like, somebody got, it probably was, like, very expensive to where I didn't have the money, and my parents were like, I'm not going to give you 25 cents for that. But I remember,
we won't be able to buy dinner.
Yeah. I remember teammates getting that from the concession stand and being like, oh my God, I want that.
Yeah. And of course, there'd be the one kid that their parents would buy him anything. And
spoiled brat, Barry Ware. I'm calling him out right now. He was, he
you got bubble tape and no one else did.
Yep. Yep, I remember.
I have a couple memories of gum besides the my little walk down of history, as you will.
Mm-hmm.
Or as you will. Is that right?
If you will.
If you will. Okay, whatever. Did you have like a little... I had like a little convenience store within bike riding a distance of my house. Did you have anything like that when you were younger?
It was bike riding distance. It wasn't super close, but yeah, it was... I know what you're saying. It's where I went to get the junk whenever I was before driving age.
Yeah, I remember you go there, get baseball cards, Garbage Pail Kids, and tons of candy. Like,
right.
The place I went to was called In-N-Out, and it was literally built into a... It was the basically a walk-in basement of someone's house. Like, the sliding door or front door to the store was the guy's... It was his basement. And they set up, like, a shop in there. And there were, like... I remember you played Double Dragon or Asteroid. Those were the two games I remember.
Like the best business ever.
Yeah. I should just have that in mind, right?
Why are we doing this podcast?
Yeah. But I remember... That he had a nickel shelf and a dime shelf, and then the really expensive stuff like candy bars and stuff were up higher. On the, I think it was the dime shelf, were these things called Bub's Daddy. I looked it up. I thought it was Bubba Daddy, but it actually is Bub's Daddy. They were like big long sticks, about 8 inches long.
Yeah,
like a straw or something, and it was just like a big long tubular thing of gum. And I used to get those all the time, and I jammed the whole thing in my mouth, kind of like jabbing the whole thing of Big League Chew in your mouth, you know that big old wad of gum. I remember that so much, because I don't know, I'd get it every time because it was cheap enough.
That does not sound familiar to me.
Maybe it was just something at that store, because I never saw it anywhere else.
Huh.
Like, you couldn't go to Walgreens or anything and find that.
Right.
Remember at school, you'd always get, they used to, you can't chew gum in school or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you ever get caught chewing gum?
Caught? I don't remember if I got caught.
You were doing it, but you never got caught, huh?
I don't remember any repercussions.
Oh, really? I remember, like, the last week of school. We're already game over. The last week of school... You know how the last week of school, you're kind of... It's like that blowout.
Yeah.
Even in elementary school, this was, like, sixth grade. I got caught chewing gum. It goes, what's in your mouth, Greg? And I had gum in my mouth, and I was chewing it, and it was... like a Big League Chew knockoff, but it was Garfield gum. I don't know how I remember this, but Garfield had a gum. It was orange and black shreds.
And really?
It was very similar to Big League Chew. It just had different color shreds. But yeah, I got caught with that, and I was supposed to write an essay of something about how I did gum or whatever. But it was like the end of the year. It was the last... I never did it, so Mr. Bookstaver, if you're, I don't know if he's still, he became principal at one point of my old school, but I have no idea if he's still around, but
Isn't that something? I think about that kind of stuff sometimes.
He caught me, and I never
did your sentence.
I didn't.
You did the crime, but you didn't do the time.
No, I didn't. There's that.
Oh, man. How do I kill this thing that has this giant spikes on it? I got one guy left.
Stand way back and shoot. Just start shooting. It can't hit you if you're, like, right there. Oh, I guess you can't. It turned yellow.
Yeah, we're awful. Should we continue? Okay, we'll continue.
Oh, my God.
One more time.
The only other gum that I can remember is when I was younger was this... when Ghostbusters was around. It may have even after been when it became the cartoon and Slimer was more popular. They had gum in a toothpaste tube.
Oh, yeah!
What happened? Are you okay?
He slimed me.
It was Slimer bubble gum.
And it was not good.
No, it wasn't. It was pretty gross.
It was sort of like a... it wasn't... super solid, right?
No,
it was
gooey. It never really... It almost like...
Oh my gosh, I forgot all about that.
You'd almost like...
completely...
Yeah, it wouldn't like come together like regular gum. It stayed... You almost had to just swallow it or spit it out completely.
Yeah, it was...
It never felt right.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I just remember, though, it was, like, such an odd idea that they would put gum in a squirt-out paste in a toothpaste tube, basically. Yeah. Like, that type of stuff, I always remember at KB Toys. Like, that'd be one of those things at the counter when you'd go to check out.
All the latest toys to choose from, hot we got a KB!
Like, those and the little... I always remember those there, and this isn't gum, but those little, like, Batman heads or whatever would be filled with the crappy candy. It was... So they only had the crappy candy at the toy store.
God, I wonder what was in that toothpaste. You know, we get so caught up on wondering what's in this stuff. You know, I'm not going to take that because it's in... I don't know what's in it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention what we're talking about right now. But...
God. But all of them ate Slimer toothpaste.
And there's like so much of that, like just random knockoff stuff that was fly by night, I guess.
Yeah.
Gone in an instant.
Like the other gum that I kind of remember that was similar to that, where it just wouldn't like come together like a normal gum, was that powdered gum that... Wouldn't that be in the baby bottles or something? Or it was basically like a powder, and it was supposed to turn into... You'd put it in, you're supposed to chew it up, and it's supposed to be like a gum.
I don't remember that one.
I don't know. I don't know if it was always baby bottles, but for some reason I kind of remember it in baby bottles.
What's your go-to gum these days?
That's a good question.
Do you chew much gum?
Every once in a while... I guess Orbitz.
New sugar-free Orbit gum. Let it give your mouth a good clean feeling, no matter what.
Yeah.
And, oh, look at that. Orbitz and the ice cubes, the icebreakers, the little cubes.
Yeah.
Those are the two. I rarely ever get bubble gum or anything anymore because, you know, I'm in my 40s and...
So does that stuff still exist to the extent that it did back then?
I looked up all these brands. They're still around. Huh. They're all still around. In fact, Bubble Tape is actually Hubba Bubba Bubble Tape now.
Oh, wow.
Which to me seems a little strange. I guess one company was bought by... it was always the same company, but it... I guess they decided, hey, let's put the Hubba Bubba brand on this. Even as far back as a couple of years, LeBron James had like a special flavor with Bubblicious.
Oh my gosh.
Like a strawberry lemonade or something like that.
Huh.
Don't quote me on that exact flavor, but... Because those would always have... Bubblicious would always have those weird flavors.
Yeah.
Like chocolate mint, you know. Yep. No one wants that as a... I know you don't like chocolate mint as it is, but... No one wants that as a gum. That's just... weird.
It is. Yeah, but there was all those one-off.
Strawberry banana, I remember. They'd be like two different colors.
Yep.
Wild strawberry, bold banana, juicy orange, and now way out watermelon.
Well, I guess unless you have other gum-related stories.
I think Orbit is... Or is it Orbit? Shoot.
Orbits is what I...
I think that's my go-to. This
just a regular peppermint. That's what I...
Yep.
That's the... I guess the old man shoe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I finished off my Dr. Juice, Greg.
Yeah, I'm about there, too. But... I was surprised we actually had this much to talk about gum. I actually had notes here.
You did your research.
I did my research. That means episode 2 is going to be like, I don't know.
You're going to have to deliver.
Now I got to research on everything.
Yep. Well, this has been fun.
It's been fun.
We've done well in Contra. I think we're on stage 5.
I guess this is the end of the episode.
Sounds good to me.
We'll just say it's a... subsidiary of Half Ass Productions. We'll just say that. Our other projects, How to Fix It Workshop. Come see all our stuff that we build.
Gotta get busy on that.
There you go. We will see you hopefully again. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.